It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The suspected gunman in the shooting at a King Soopers in Boulder was in court yesterday. Ahmad Alisa faces 10 first-degree murder charges and one charge of attempted murder. CPR Justice reporter Allison Sherry says there will likely be more.
Just for context, the adult charged in the STEM school shooting case faces more than 40 felony charges and another 20 or 30 misdemeanors. And he killed one person. This is an alleged killing of 10.
CPR Justice reporter Allison Sherry. People gathered outside a South Boulder high school last night to remember the victims of Monday's shooting. Former Fairview High student Aisha Rawal said she will never forget the people who were lost or the place where it happened.
For me and my friends, King Soopers was reliable. It was safe. It was a place that many of us grew up at. There was one thing we could all count on finding at that grocery store, and that was community.
Hundreds of people from across the country saw the vigil online. Pitkin County has Colorado's highest coronavirus case rate right now, and it has the strictest COVID-19 rules in the state. Jordana Sabella is the county's interim public health director. She says tourism, especially to Aspen, is likely driving the rise in cases.
While our residents are typically staying home and going to work, when visitors come, they're engaging, they're spending more time at restaurants. They're typically gathering with more people.
Sibylla says that many resort counties have relatively high COVID-19 rates, but Pitkin's is still notably high, even compared with other places that are home to world-famous resorts like Eagle and Grand counties. Colorado's housing assistance program is on hold today as it waits for more federal funding for homeowners. The Colorado Sun reports the program has provided almost $60 million in rent or mortgage assistance during the pandemic. The rental assistance program will continue under a different name. It started taking applications earlier this week. It's 6 minutes after 8. This is CPR News.